And now here he is, one of the 50 fastest swimmers of the channel ever, David Walliams. Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Isn't it weird I did it so fast? What does it mean?
I don't know. I'm still very, very impressed.
It was the energy. I was soaking up the energy from all the listeners.
And makes you even more attractive, David.
Does it?
Yeah.
To who?
To me.
Oh, my God. It started already. I've only been here about 20 seconds.
Did you know, I found this out today, did you know that more people have actually reached the top of Mount Everest than have done what you did?
That's what I'm planning to do next. I'm planning to swim up Everest. Yes. No, well, I just think it's a weird thing to set out to do, isn't it? Because you sort of, it's quite complicated as well. You need a boat and all that kind of stuff. So I can imagine most people just think, oh, no, that sounds awful.
Did it put you off, or did it kind of encourage you that Laura was in a boat all the way through the swim yesterday?
It really encouraged me. It was in fact the only thing that kept me going.
Really?
No, it was great, but she was shouting random things, and only just recently someone said, oh, Chris Morris was telling you to shout shark.
Yeah.
That wasn't helpful. No, but it was great, because she was shouting out the amount of money that was raised as well.
Oh, that's good.
And then if it went past the £100,000 mark, she would just loosen her bikini top
a little bit more,
and just show me one, put it back in, and then next £100,000, I'd see the other one. It was great.
What happened at £300,000?
No. It's all sex, isn't it?
We're all sex mad,
aren't we?
Now, I didn't ask you this yesterday, and I've read all the papers today. What did you do for food? How did they feed you?
It was a poll, and then every half an hour I'd get a little bit of sort of carbohydrate drink, which I'd have to sort of just tread water and drink out of a bottle. And then about every hour I'd either get a little bit of banana or like sort of half a Milky Way.
A bit of chocolate.
Yeah, and then one point they gave me this sort of bit of tracker bar. And then all I could think about was, oh, I want more tracker bar. And I go, can we have the tracker bar again, please?
I bet when you got in the boat at the end, I bet you were glad
of
the whole tracker bar.
And then I had a tracker bar, yeah.
What was the...
I felt like I was pregnant. And when I got out, all I wanted to eat was a cheese and pickle sandwich. I don't know why. This is something I hadn't had since I was about 10. I have to eat this now.
What was the most miserable part of it?
Oh, well, I think about 3 hours in, when you're still a really long way from getting there, because I hadn't slept the night before, because we were sort of, we had to leave the hotel about 4 to get on the boat, and I just was so sick with nerves, and you're already tired after a few hours. Yeah. I just thought, oh, I'm not going to do this. And then halfway through, and I was on 5.5 hours, and he said, you're halfway. I was like, I'm going to do this. Yeah. And then the trainer kept on saying, you're going to get a really good time. Come on, speed it up. And I was just thinking, well, I don't care. I just want to get there. Yeah, but anyway, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do him proud. And I just really, really... bummed it, and he didn't even feed me for about the last hour. He just wanted me to keep swimming.
No tracker
bars. Because he's so competitive, he just wanted me to get there as fast as I can. And the guy on the boat with us who'd swum it 33 times, his name's Mike Reed, King of the Channel, the fastest he's ever done is 12 and a half hours.
You've got to be happy
with that. 2 hours quicker than the man who swam it more than anyone else.
Thank you very much for coming in today, because I know it must be kind of probably the last thing you wanted to do.
No, I always love seeing you. It's always a pleasure.
And have you got a message for everybody that has sent a text so far sponsoring you? And you can still text, by the way, David 82125.
Just thank you so much, because it really was spurring me on, and that was the whole reason I did it. It wasn't just some shallow act of self-promotion. It was. I did want to raise money, and, you know, I had an amazing time at the Comet Relief in Africa, and so all of that money, you know, it's going to go to great causes, and you can keep it coming in. You know, I'm not going to swim it again.
No.
But if you didn't give money yesterday, and, you know, you're not off the hook now if you didn't give it yesterday, because I still did it, and you can still give money. So it's still through the Sport Relief website, which is sportrelief.com/superswim.
Or by texting David to 82125.
Right.
I'll speak to you more in a minute about Richard and Judy, because I know you're going on there later on. I've got a little task for you, if that's all right.
Oh, no.
No, no, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. More after Girls Aloud on Radio 1. Just thought, David, you know, people will have other things now to talk to you about in the street apart from coming up and going,
I'm a lady.
Yeah.
They're
going to say something else now.
Well, they were saying today, you were saying, well done, mate. All right.
Yeah.
Can't believe you're walking around, that kind of thing. I felt quite good, actually.
What I'm also interested to know is that... Laura seems to become a bit of a friend of the family over the last few days.
My mum and dad took a real shine to her. My mum especially.
Are you slightly worried that when you go home on Christmas Day that Laura will already be there?
Well, she's a very nice young girl, Davey. She's better than the Abby Titmus one.
Now, Laura also appeared on Richard and Judy yesterday, which I know you're going to do very soon.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Here's a little clip.
I think she's up. Laura, are you on the line from the boat?
Laura?
I am. Hello, Richard. Hello, Judy.
Hello,
hello,
Laura.
Foxy.
Hello, love.
Oh, well, listen, he landed at 4 o'clock and he left at 5.30, so he did it in 10.5 hours. He must have had a torpedo up his bottom.
No, Richard, that would be cheating. He just went quite fast.
It's really unanswerable. You can't really know what the answer to that question is, do you? No, he didn't. Clearly.
He was really, really strong all the way across, and he was in such high spirits all the way across as well. I mean, when he stopped to feed and stuff to keep his energy up, he was cracking jokes left, right and centre with people on the boat. So he's just been brilliant all day.
How are you, though, Laura?
A little bit sunburned, and I really feel like I've gone through this journey with him. I got very emotional at the end.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah,
more importantly, how are you?
Because you had to sit on a boat. Not how's David? Is he lying in a hospital now with hypothermia? How are you though? Did you have a nice sandwich at lunchtime?
It's just Judy and her mothering ways.
Richard always asks questions like that. There's always things like that, and he's got a very childish sense of humour, actually, isn't he?
Well, I know he's recovering on another boat, but when he gets to the other side and you see him, will you give him our personal best? Because 10.5 hours is something else. I mean, the fastest time was 7.5 hours. Most people take, 16, 17, 18, 20 to do it. He must have trained really hard for this.
He has been training for the last year for this. And, I mean, we've got to a stage past 8 hours where he hadn't swum for any more length of time than that.
Yeah.
So it was all a bit iffy. It was unknown territory. But he just did so well. But I'll make sure that I pass on your...
Yes, please do.
Your acknowledgement to
him. Tell him he's our hero.
Please do, Laura.
Now, can I just check, did Laura pass on the best Richard?
She didn't.
No. Now, I know you're going on there today. Would you just, because I'm a bit jealous, would you mind just saying Scott Mills says hi when you're on the telly later?
On the telly? Can I say it in the dressing room or something?
No, I'd like you to say it.
You're so desperate to have your name mentioned.
Yes. He's using your whole swim to try and get a slot on Richard and Judy. He's desperate
Scott
to
Mills
go on.
Scott Mills says hello. Oh,
would
right.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll just say I've come from you. I mean, it might look a bit tragic to say Scott Mills wanted his name mentioned on air.
No,
you're on Radio 1.
Yeah, but I just want to be on.
Well, you can be on. Have they not asked you on?
This is the whole problem.
You can't get on TV, can
no.
you?
No.
You can't, no.
No.
It's very hard.
Not for years,
isn't it?
Listen, congratulations. Do it for me, though, because we'll be taping. Congratulations, David. You won't forget me now that you've done your big swim, will you? Because you can come in again.
But I'm really worried about now becoming a kind of swim bore. Do you know what I mean?
He's going to talk about it all the time.
Just talking about it a bit too much. Today I was in my little corner shop and they were talking about it. And I said, next time I come in, let's not mention it.
Yeah.
So that, because I just don't want to be like in 2 weeks' time, I'm like, yeah, all right, well done.
Let's talk about the swim again.
But there's a documentary next week, next Thursday night, 8:30 on BBC One. Would you like me to mention you on that as well?
No, I'm all right for that.
Do you want me to mention you every time I go on television?
It's just the Richard and Judy.
Do you just love Richard and Judy?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it they have a camp
Richard.
Appeal?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, they are lovely, aren't they?
If you could work me into your next sketch as well, that'd be great.
Judy's like a sexy auntie, isn't she?
No.
Is it? She is, isn't she?
No.
She's lovely and sexy. Laura did a little action there. Which was, do you remember when Judy's dress opened and those beautiful bouncing breasts came falling out? Wasn't it wonderful?
Wasn't that special?
But then John Leslie got off and it sort of slightly ruined.
Right, listen, thank you for coming today because you must be absolutely knackered. Congratulations, David Walliams.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all your support and thanks for all the listeners.
And please keep pledging your money to sportrelief.com/superswim. All the details on how to give money are on there. Or you can still text the word David to 82125. It'll cost you £1. 70p of that pound goes straight to Sport Relief. David, 82125. We're going to try and get up to 500,000. We are so nearly there.
In the next minute.
Let's do it. Right, this is similar on Radio 1. Thank you, David.
Bye.